What are some things that people should be thinking about concerning the housing market? You and I talked about five things. Kind of go down that list real quick, and then we'll come back around to them.
Sure. So I think as people are thinking about buying a home, there are several different things that they need to really be considering. One is just their current financial state. Can they truly afford it, right? Because when you buy a home, you have a lot of expenses up front. You've got closing costs, and you're going to want to buy new furniture, and there's lots of things that you're going to need coming into a new home. So do you have the financial ability to buy right now? And then secondly, it's still financial, but it's budget. So you can go and get yourself approved for a loan, but maybe you're approved for $400,000, but you don't like what that $400,000 house payment looks like. Maybe that's really out of your budget. And so then you have to look, okay, but I can do, $300. Mm-hmm. I could do that. So then making sure that you're staying within, something that's comfortable for you. Because most people, when they're buying a home, yes, they're looking for bedroom count, bathroom count. They have needs within that home. Do they need a home office? Things of that nature. Do they want an open floor plan? Do they need a garage? Do they need a yard? There's all types of things that people look for in a home. But they also need to make sure that they can budget for that home. So mm-hmm. sometimes there's going to be some give and take, right? There's going to be some sacrifices. Not everybody can afford their dream home. And I think people that can, once you build your dream house and you get finished, people are like, man, I wish I would have done this. And so then I think it comes down to, location. Where are you wanting to live, from city perspective or geographical location? And then it comes down to what type of lifestyle do you want to live? Are you looking for something that has some walkability to it? Are you looking for something that you can not have to get in a car to be able to have to go to work? Or maybe you can ride your bike or whatever the case may be. It may come down to, do you have kids that are involved in sports? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've got to be taking your kids to practice every day, you may want to live out in the country, but man, you may find yourself racking the miles on your car and spending more time bussing kids to and fro than what you would like. So maybe it makes sense to live in town. What type of things are important to you in that perspective? And so that's when I say lifestyle, it's really more about not lifestyles of the rich and famous. It's about what type mm-hmm. of lifestyle are you wanting to live? Are you wanting to live a more urban lifestyle? Are you wanting to live a more rural lifestyle? Do you want to have animals? There's people that come to town and think they want to have six dogs. Well, you can't have six dogs in town, right? There's a limit. Three, I think, is the maximum that you can have within city.
I didn't even know that. So, I never thought about having more than one dog, but.
Well, I prefer not to have any dogs.
Yeah, that's right. There's a limit on how many. I'm going to keep an eye on my neighbors. Some of them got a few dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So really, it comes down to what type of lifestyle do you want to live? Mm-hmm. What's important to you? You want to be able to walk to the local grocery store or restaurant or pub or whatever the case may be. Or are you okay, driving? Or maybe you want a neighborhood type setting, or maybe you don't want to see your neighbor. So it comes down to, what's important to you? What type of lifestyle are you really wanting to live and thrive in? And then I would say, as you're looking for that home, it's going to be longevity, right? Like, how long do you plan to live there? The 2021, 2022s aren't always going to happen where if you bought a house in 2020, all of a sudden you can sell it in 2022 and make a profit. Typically speaking, you need to plan on being in a home about 5 years or so to recoup what you've spent in it, your closing costs, what you've already spent in interest, what you've already invested in the home, to be able to get away from it and then not be house poor or negative.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Man, those are all good. Let's just kind of walk back through those. Now, you mentioned finances.
Yeah.
What right now, somebody's listening, maybe they haven't even bought a home before. Maybe this is their second home. Kind of give them a little bit more on what it would look like for their finances. Like, what are some things they need to be thinking about?
Well, they need to be thinking about how much money they need to have down. So you're buying a home and you've got to put money down, right? So, you could do maybe they're doing an FHA loan and they're putting 3% down, or maybe they're doing conventional, they're putting 5% down. Or maybe maybe they don't want to have to pay for private mortgage insurance. So then you got to put 20% down, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then what price point are they buying? So what does that look like? Do they have that much money in their savings? And then you don't want to completely drain your savings for your down payment because you still have closing costs that you have to pay. There's some, you know, you've got your title insurance, you've got your home inspections. There's a lot of little small things that you've got to pay for to get to the closing table. And then you have to be prepared, you know. I mean, now you're a new homeowner. Murphy's Law, you buy something, gets a new house, something breaks, right? You know, you get in a new home and you bought it in the winter and I'd be darned, you get through to the first summer, you go to turn on the air conditioner and it doesn't want to work. You know what I mean? So then you have to budget for maybe, you know, heating and air repair or a new hot water tank or whatever the cases may be. You just want to make sure that you have a cushion. You don't ever want to buy something, particularly buy a home, and then become house poor where you can't afford to go do the other things that you enjoy doing. Because no one wants to buy a house and have to eat at home every single night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
People still want to go out and enjoy a good meal somewhere else or some entertainment. And if all your money goes into a house payment, you're not going to like that house much.
Yeah.
You're going to feel shackled to it.
That's good. Finance, I don't know if this would go into finances or not, but I know that I've recently been hearing people talk about they started buying houses before the interest rate and stuff started going up. Mm-hmm. Now, because of that, their mortgage payment originally was lower than what it's going to be I don't know how that works, but when you start building a home, the interest rates can go up if you hadn't already fixed that.
If you have an adjustable mortgage, then yes, it can definitely go up. And that's something definitely to, you know, when you do an adjustable rate mortgage, understand that the possibility of it going up is very likely.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, budget for that. It's really all about interest rates. Interest rates is what makes the homes affordable in some instances.
Yeah.
I mean, where people could look for, you know, we talked about if somebody wanted to buy, they have, you know, qualified for $400,000, but they didn't like that payment, they could only buy a $300,000 house. Same thing with the interest rates. I mean, the interest rates, what, you know, depicts your payment, your first half of your loan, you know, of the life cycle of the loan is all going towards interest, right? And so you want to make sure that if your interest rates are now, you know, 7%, your buying power is less than when interest rates were at 3%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that was crazy. I never thought about that. I may not still quite understand when somebody starts building a home.
Well, if they're building a home, you've got a construction loan that you've started.
You start out with the construction loan.
And then you have to convert that to a mortgage once the home is complete.
So that's what
And so when they started, maybe, you know, interest rates were obviously way less. Interest rates were 2.5%, 3%. Now they're finished and interest rates are 7%. And they built at the top of their budget at 3%. And now they're like, holy crap, I got to take a second job.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's essentially what they were saying is like, or I don't know what you do, sell it or you couldn't do that.
I mean, depending upon how much you already have into it. I mean, selling could be an option, you know, if you have enough equity in it from building it.
But second job is probably the more likely thing.
I mean, there's probably going to be some people out there trying to hustle some money to be able to afford
the house that they originally thought was going to be at a certain interest rate. And I guess during that time, the next thing we're going to talk about is budget, but is that a question? But nobody really knows. Like nobody would have known this 10 months ago, I guess, or a year ago, like the interest rates were going to end up jumping that high or whatever. Are there questions you should ask yourself?
I mean, nobody has a crystal ball on what the future's going to bring, but inevitably what goes up must come down and what goes down is probably going to come back up, right? And so we have just got used to free money, essentially. I mean, being able to borrow money for cheap rates. And when you're borrowing money so cheaply, no one's making any money. You know what I mean? When you think you're only going to pay 2.5% for a 30-year mortgage, I mean, no one's making any money off of that, right? I mean, not real money. And so you have to think that, okay, this isn't going to last forever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Feds, you know, brought interest rates way down to try to get us out of one crisis. And in turn, it's just created the other, right? Yeah. So, I mean, it's created the bouncing ball effect.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I had never thought about that until those people were talking to me about this stuff. I was like, oh, Man, talk about budget. Like, what are some thoughts or things we consider when you mention budget?
So, again, no one wants to be house poor. And so you don't want all your money every month going into your mortgage. We also manage a little over 250 rental properties. And so when we're qualifying people, and I'm going to use this as an example, just simply because this would easily cross over to if you're buying a home. You know, we don't want people's monthly rent to be any more than 33% of their gross income.
Gotcha.
If it's more than 33% of their gross income, then they're more than likely going to struggle in some form or fashion because they typically still have car payments. They still have to eat. They still have insurance. They still have all the, you know, additional costs that it takes to live. And so you just don't want their housing budget to overwhelm their living, their full monthly living budget, right? And so, I mean, some mortgages will let you go 45-50% of your monthly income, but no one wants to, I mean, that's running awfully tight. You know, what if something happens? What if you lose your job? Or what if you get injured? Things happen. And so you don't want to live house poor. So I typically tell people, you know, trying to keep your payment down to a comfortable level where you're not just making a house payment.
Yeah, that's good. Now, the other thing that you mentioned here was location. And you and I, before we sat down today, talked about location. And you got me to thinking about a lot of things that I just normally don't think about. But like one of the things you mentioned was like you live in the country and you got to travel back and forth to take your kids to school. Like you're talking about being in your car all day because of that ride. So those would be one of the things that you think about when doing location.
So I know growing up, I lived in the country.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a sports kid. The only thing I did was the band. But my parents had a rule, like, if we're going to, you're not doing everything. We can't afford to keep, you know, driving back and forth to get you. And so there was lots of times it was like, okay, you can do that, but you got to find a ride. Uh-huh. You know, somebody else, I can't carpool you. You know, dad has to work, mom has to work, whatever. Like, it's just not possible. And so my wife and I, personally, I mean, we have two kids that are both pretty active. I mean, Carson plays football. Addison, I mean, basketball, volleyball, track. I mean, it don't matter. She's got something going every season. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's busy. But I'm just sitting here thinking, I mean, she's got basketball practice every day after school, you know? And so if we had to literally come pick her, I mean, it would be a challenge to pick up her brother, pick up her, get them to where they needed to be, get to games, pick them up from games. And so living right in town works for us because it's just a quick, you know, 3-minute ride to the school to get them. You can still get dinner going, right? Yeah. Where if you got to drive 15, 20 minutes to get them, well, you don't want to leave dinner going, right? Because you might burn your house down.
Yeah. No, and those are some of the things that you definitely want to be thinking about whenever you're thinking about the location. And you also mentioned, which is something, I wouldn't have been thinking about, but like how many animals, or if you want chickens or different things like that, and you think you want to live in town, but then also you want a little mini farm, you just can't have those things.
Yeah, you can't be having your goats and live in town, right? Because goats are going to climb that fence and be in your neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
You know, but so there's lots of things that you have to consider when it comes to, you know, what type of lifestyle do you want to live? And I'll tell you that one of the things that's really becoming important to a lot of people is walkability. I mean, they want to be able to know that they can go do something and not have to get in their car to go do it. Whether that just be go to the park, be able to exercise, you know? I mean, people look for safe places to be able to run. I mean, you see people all the time in different places that, you know, when you're traveling or, you know, maybe running on the road or on the shoulder because there's no sidewalk. And it can be dangerous. And so people are like, I want to live somewhere where I know I can go out for a run and not, you know, worry about heavy traffic. Or I want to know that I can, you know, walk to the post office, or I can walk to the local pub, or bike, or not have to get in a car to be able to do something. I think that there's a growing trend that way, and I think that's why we've seen such a growth in the downtown Oklahoma City area. And you're starting to see, you know, more public transit come into place. You're starting to see these bicycles and scooters.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Lime.
And there's several different companies that do that. But it's because you can pick it up, ride it to where you want to go, and then just leave it, not to worry about it. Yeah. Right. I mean, you don't have to worry about having to store a bike or whatever. People are wanting the flexibility to be able to go without a car.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think doing things like this can help people begin to think about those things because, again, like normally some of these things you just don't be thinking about. Like, oh, man, I never thought about it. If I could just walk to the grocery store or I can walk to the park or be able to just go outside my door and run and feel safe in doing that. Like, I just don't think sometimes people think about that. Because we're so naturally just, I'm going to move to a neighborhood, you know, and then you got to drive 15, 20 minutes to go to the grocery store and stuff like that, which I'm a big fan of walkability. Like, I want to be able to walk places and get to the grocery store and all that stuff. So,
well, I've had people ask me, you know, being showing a house in Oklahoma City, and they'll say, well, how far is the library? You know what? Library is the last thing I think about. You know what I mean? Like, we need to go to the library for it. You got the internet, you know, but for real. So, yeah. but it's serious. So there's just different things that people look for in order to fit their life, their lifestyle, their goals, and what they want to do.
Yeah.
And live comfortably.
Yeah, for sure.
And for each person, that's something different.
Yeah. Kind of location, lifestyle, kind of going hand in hand, but you just talked about lifestyles not. Because when I grew up, we thought about the lifestyles of Rich and Famous.
Yeah, Kevin Leach.
His voice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can hear him right now.
I can hear it too.
Really, lifestyle is not just about the rich and famous.
No, it's not. It's really about you and how you want to live. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that COVID taught a lot of people is that they needed a private office. They needed a home office available to them because now all of a sudden the kids are at home. Both mom and dad are at home, and you're trying to Zoom call, and next thing you know, somebody's running in the background in the underwear, and you're like, you know, you got to be able to close the door.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many of those Zoom calls I was on. That, you know, like what is going on in the background? You know,
what's
like
going on in
now all
house?
Of a sudden you're distracted by the one that the green light is lighting up because they didn't mute. You know,
No, that's so true.
And so it really does come down to what are the things that you need in your life to live comfortably, to have your needs met. And so whether that be, you know, enough rooms, if that's, you know, the open concept living because you want to be minimalist, you know, some people absolutely don't like a lot of things, you know, they don't like clutter. And just depends, you know, on what their needs are, how they want to live.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that kind of can probably help you think that through by just Googling lifestyle, things to consider. Because, again, I think sometimes people they're just not thinking about these things, and they need to hear somebody talk about it or mention it or whatever the case may be. And then the other thing you talked about was longevity.
So typically when you're buying a home, you know, again, what's happened after COVID is not typical where people see crazy increasing going on in their home values at that rate of speed. And mainly that came just simply because of shortness of inventory. I mean, there wasn't a lot of inventory on the market, and so things were going fast and for more than what people were asking for. But people typically move within their lifetime. Most people aren't going to buy a house and live there for their entire life. Most people move at least three times within their lifetime. And so, but you want to make sure that if you're buying a house right now, where are you at in your career? Where are you at in your life? Probably doesn't make sense to buy a house if you know you're getting married in a year and you're going to live somewhere else, right? Like just extend your lease, right? Yeah. Rent something. So you just want to make sure that if you were to buy something that you're going to be there, 5 years is a good standard to go by to ensure that once 5 years is up and you decide to resell, that you've got some equity built into it, that you can get what you have in it out, and maybe make a little bit of money.
Yeah. That's good. So, James, where can people find you?
I live in Guthrie, Oklahoma.
I'm right off Wince.
I just look around. I'm on the tables at Katie's Diner. City manager always takes a picture while he's there and sends it to me, you know, or puts it on Facebook, you know, having breakfast with James. So, you can find me. I can give my telephone number. My cell phone's plastered all over the place. You can find me on jameson.realestate is my website. You can find my phone number, my email address there. But I have an office here in Guthrie and in Oklahoma City.
Good. Thank you, James, man. I deeply appreciate it. Do you want to plug the show?
Oh, so I do have something new and exciting coming up. We filmed our very first episode of American Dream. Selling OKC. I filmed it this last month, and it will air in January. I still haven't seen the finished product myself, so I'm curious what does it look like? I have no idea. They say TV adds 10 pounds. Did I gain it? I'm not sure.
I think you'll be fine on that, even if you gain 10. Now, I saw you in Guthrie. So is it OKC Metro? Is that kind of how that is?
It is. And so, you know, Guthrie belongs to the OKC MLS, Oakmar, Oklahoma City Metropolitan Association of Real Estate is the full name. But the MLS OK is Oklahoma City and surrounding areas. Yeah. And so one of the things that I thought about, for one, Guthrie's my hometown, so I wanted to give it an opportunity to shine and be seen. And I'm just partial to Guthrie. But honestly speaking, I mean, when you think about where Guthrie is and who lives in Guthrie, a lot of people live in Guthrie and commute to Oklahoma City for work. I mean, and if you think about proximity of just spending a day here or coming here to see what we have to offer, I mean, we're 30 minutes up I-35 from downtown OKC. Like, it's not that far. It's really not. I mean, it's when you think about how long people will spend in a car in LA to go 5 miles.
For sure.
You could travel 35 miles here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On that same time frame. So it's not that far. And I just think that Guthrie has a lot to offer.
Yeah.
From a standpoint of just culture, things to do. You know, living here, a lot of people say, man, there's nothing to do. But that doesn't matter where you're at. People always think their own hometown ain't got nothing to do.
For sure.
But when you think about all the things that we do offer, I mean, we have quite a bit. It's really cool.